Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful Labor Day afternoon, early evening. I know it's been a busy weekend, and everybody's probably been out enjoying the festivities this holiday. And it is full swing of fall and school, and everyone's going back to school. I know my daughter's going to be a senior this year. I can't even believe it. And she's busy getting her hair done as we speak right now. So fun stuff going on. I just want to say thank you first and foremost to all of our sponsors. And I appreciate all that you do for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls, and that's Trace Rios, 4 Radio, Les Schwab Tires, and so many others that have just continually supported us and underwritten our show. So thank you goes out to them. If you're tuning in, I know that you may have, and we've got a little feedback going on. I'm not sure where that's coming from, so hopefully our producer can get that taken care of. But you can call in from 347-857-3760 and listen live from your phone, or if you have a Bluetooth, you can tune in that way. And you can press 1 if you want to come into the host queue and visit with us or our guest tonight. So be sure that if you have something you want to add, press that 1 on your phone and let us know you're there. You can also stream us live at blogtalkradio.com/4radio, and that's F-O-R-E radio. So be sure to do that if you're near your laptop and that's the way you want to listen to us and you want to switch from a phone. Otherwise, catch us on our archives, shesgonecountry.us. All of our archives are listed there under our radio show link, and you can see what we've been up to. Been busy. With me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, are you with me?
I am, Becky. Good evening.
Good evening. And we also have with us our guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, are you with me?
I am.
Good evening, girls. Good evening. Good evening, ladies. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Real quick, Vicki, you were on the road this weekend. We've got some great clips on our Facebook page with some folks you got to visit with. Will you share with our listeners what you did this weekend?
You bet, Becky. Actually, on the road, Bud and I traveled up to Decatur, Texas. Donalyn, you and I were there earlier this year for Unfinished Business at the PBR. Mm-hmm. This weekend, mm-hmm. we traveled up to the Ultimate Calf Roping. Got a chance to watch my grandson Pecos, my daughter-in-law Keely, and my son Brett rope, and to find out what the Ultimate Calf Roping is all about, and a great chance to visit with NRF. I mean, NRF is a great facility. So we had a great weekend.
Well, I know that Brett and Keely and Pecos all did well. They all roped their, I think I saw Brett say Keely roped all six of her calves, and they all took home a little money, so it sounded like it was a good weekend for all of them, that lovely team of Trace Rio Silver. So that's awesome. Go to our Facebook page. Make sure you get a chance to check out the videos that Aunt Vicki, the interviews she captured there with the folks there at the Ultimate Calf Roping and NRS. I think you'll be impressed. I think you'll, if you're in that area, you'll swing by and check out that facility. With us tonight, I'm going to turn it over to Vicki because Vicki is you know, been working with our guests, and they have some things coming down the pike in the future. And I just really want to have her, we're going to have a great show. So I want her to introduce our guest because he is a fascinating and done fascinating things. And so, Vicki, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, Vicki, sounds good. Listeners, tonight we are especially happy to bring on board Bill McRoberts from Haines, Alaska. Bill is a renowned wildlife photographer, cowboy at heart, and he works with the Wounded Warriors, who all have a place in our hearts. So anyway, Bill McRoberts, good evening. Thank you for being here with us tonight.
Good evening, Vicki. Thank you.
Well, Bill, you know, we're gonna push this off. We've got 30 minutes to visit with you, and you have so much to talk about and share with our listeners. But right off the bat, I'm going to ask you about growing up. I mean, you grew up in Pendleton, and that's Pendleton, Oregon. That's the Roundup City. So share with our listeners, if you will, a little bit about growing up and what it is that is your passion and captures your heart today.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I was born and raised in Pendleton. Spent a good part of my younger life and stuff before I graduated there in 1970 in a little town called Adams, Oregon, just outside of Pendleton. My father, he was with Hill's Meat Company there for 30-some years before he passed away. He was also with the Umatilla County Sheriff's Department. So I grew up pretty much, like you said, in cowboy country, working on ranches and farming and stuff around there up till the time that I graduated in 1970. Used to junior rodeo and stuff a lot. 1970, I went down to Central Oregon around the Redmond area and stuff and rodeoed down there and worked and stuff. And eventually, in 1972, found my way up to Alaska, and things just kind of started changing from that point on.
Well, Bill, this is Vicki, and what I'd love to share with our listeners, too, is, you know, everything that She's Gone Country is, She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is all about the stories behind the stories. It's about the unity and the Western way of life and why we love who we are and why, and you know, why we love the life that we live and just really just keeping the heart of the American cowboy alive. And what I think is fascinating about your story and reading your bio is you spent 23 years in the military, and you got to travel all over Europe and Alaska, and I think you mentioned you even got to rodeo while you traveled. So I think there's a connection, if you will, between military lifestyle, military values, and rodeo values. Do you think there's some similarity in that? And tell us a little bit about your military career.
Yes, there's a huge similarity between the two of them. There's a lot of military people that rodeoed, still rodeoing to this day. Rodeoed, as a matter of fact, they rodeo and why they're in the military. There is a military rodeo association, and there's a lot of them in that. Matter of fact, when I first came to Alaska in 1972, I worked for a doctor in Anchorage, Alaska. His name was Dr. Ekvall. And Alaska had the Northern Lights Rodeo Association. He owned all the stock for that. And so I was kind of like his shoot boss in 72, part of 73. So I rodeoed with that. Later on, I went into the military myself, like you said, and I spent 23 years in there. And during that time, I rodeoed in when I was back in the States. I rodeoed on weekends and stuff. And then I went to Europe. And when I was over there, I found out there's a European Rodeo Association. So I got involved in that. And I was CAF Open Director 1 year and stuff, and I was actually in 1985, I was voted to be the president of the whole European Rodeo Association, but then I had an accident and had to be medevaced out, so I never really got to sit in that position before I had to leave, but it was huge all over Europe. We was just amazed at how the German people loved rodeos. There was big country Western nightclubs in Stuttgart and stuff. We had our own chapters, and we traveled around all over Europe. We even went into put rodeos on in West Berlin when it was still West Berlin. You had to travel across to East Germany, communist country, to get into West Berlin, and we was even able to put rodeos on over there. So it was quite an adventure. And it's funny that a lot of us have stayed in contact over the years, and we're even talking about having a reunion down in Fort Worth, Texas in January of all of us guys that were in the European Rodeo Cowboys Association back then. So we're talking 30 years ago since some of us haven't seen each other, and we're all going to try to get together in January. And then you got up here.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Bill. Finish, please.
No, I was going to say, up here in Alaska, it continues on. You have the Alaska Rodeo Circuit up here, you got which is associated with the Professional Armed Forces Rodeo Association, which is huge. I mean, they have their national championships down in Midland, Texas each year. There's three guys up here that have qualified to go to the finals. And then we have our groups up here that support that with veterans, different groups through Alaska's Healing Hearts. The man that's in charge of that, James Charles Hastings. James is all over the country. He even travels down and works with the Little Britches Rodeo Association in the United States. So he's really done a good deed up here, putting everything together with the veterans and keeping it alive. And it's just an ongoing thing.
Well, Bill, this is Vicki. And when you talk about the Military Rodeo Association, Northern Lights Rodeo Association, you know, 24 years in the buckle business, it's been such an honor to build buckles for the Military Rodeo Association and Northern Lights Rodeo Association as well. Plus, we just finished an order for Miss Rodeo Alaska. But I think what really touches our heart, Bill, and I know we're going to talk about your photography too, but the fact that you work with the wounded warriors, and these people give so much, men and women alike. And tell us a little bit, if you could, about the warriors and rodeo. What is that evolved into?
Well, there's several different groups. The ones I work with, mainly what I do for them, Vicki, as you know, I do photography and I do video, but I also do digital art. So I have been wanting to recognize the veterans for years. Started when I was at West Virginia University. I've always wanted to put a name with a face, and I came to Haynes. So it started a process for me of doing digital paintings of veterans, which I do for free as my thank you to them. And I've done over 200 of them so far. And so I met a gentleman here last year on the border, Jeff Lissis. He was real big into Alaska's Healing Hearts. He since has been transferred down to Idaho. But so I got talking to him, and he got me involved with Alaska's Healing Hearts. So what I do is I'll go to some of their events, and several of them I didn't get to make this year, but I go to their events, and I try to capture the soldiers, or, you know, the veterans, going through their little adventure, whether they're bear hunting, whether they're doing rodeo or whatever it is. I'm trying to capture all this so we have something to give them, and it also helps that organization to keep promoting them. So that's the whole mission behind what I do, is just trying to recognize the organizations and definitely recognize the veterans for what they've done.
Bill, you know, that is such an awesome, awesome thing. There's so much we have to talk about. And I know we have a ton of callers on the line. I want to talk to you. Remind me to talk to you after this show is off there, because I want to talk to you about your Healing Hearts interaction and something I think that would be great for them. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification. When we come back, we're going to continue to build with Robert. And if you're listening and you have something you want to come on and visit with us about, be sure when we get back to press 1 and let Maria know you're in the queue, and we'll bring you on the air. So we'll be right back with Bill McRoberts.
4Radio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Discover the mysteries of cosmetic dentistry. For all the insider tips and wellness solutions, tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th at 7 p.m.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team, Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight with me is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. And we are visiting tonight with Mr. Bill McRoberts, and he has just a fascinating story, and he's been and seen so many things, and he's wrapped his career, his military career and his love for photography into giving back to the warriors, and yet at the same time, he's still, been out there in the Western world and the rodeo world, and he's just kind of tying it all together. So, Bill, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, Bill, before I went to break, we were talking about some of the associations that you're involved with as far as the Wounded Warrior Project. And, you know, I think another thing that fascinates me is in my travels this summer, I've traveled throughout the Northwest to a lot of Jason Maddox's Challenge of Champions tour. And at every event, there's always a vet who rides for the or a cowboy who rides for the vets, and he and in honor of them for the fallen heroes. And I just think it's such a great way to pay tribute to the service. So one, I want to say thank you for your service and your time in the military on behalf of us at She's Gone Country. And share with us, if you would, a little bit more about the projects that you're involved with, because I know you're involved with several of them.
Yes, thanks. As I was saying, I work with Alaska Healing Hearts up here, and I would like to also mention another group that's affiliated with them. It's up here. They call it Battle Dogs. It's about dog mushing. It's Rick Casillo and his wife, Jennifer. They head that up, and they bring veterans in for to learn how to harness the dogs and everything and get them ready for the actual Iditarod. And they'll be at the start of it and stuff. And I was supposed to go up there this year to photograph that and stuff, but unfortunately we just had one of those years where we had no snow. So they had to move the start of the Iditarod to Fairbanks, and we didn't have that 4 or 5 days prior of being able to photograph and video these guys learn how to do all that. But I'm looking forward to them. I talked to Jennifer today on the phone. Looking forward to linking up with those guys next Iditarod. And Jennifer's kind of a story in herself, too. She's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Alaska National Guards. And she does that part-time, and she's a professional helicopter pilot. And then Rick, her husband, he's been an Iditarod racer for about 10 years. And the program they've got together is amazing. And they are affiliated with Alaska's Healing Hearts. So those two organizations work together pretty good. And I've got another one, Sherry Han Smith. She started a program called Warriors and Rodeos, and or WAR, short for it. And she works with them. And she's working with PBR and everything. She is like a promoter for Mike Lee, world champion PBR rider.
Yes.
And so we've got veterans that are in the lower portion. You know how the PBR goes through steps? You have to start down and then work your way up. So we've got veterans even riding in the PBR.
Wow.
Thanks to Sherry Hans. Yeah, she's just really amazing. And again, what I do for her is the same thing. I designed their letters for them and stuff like that. Because, you know, it's kind of hard. I live out in the middle, away from everybody. So about the only thing I can offer them is my ability to help promote their businesses and stuff. Because I don't charge. They're all 501(c)(3)s, you know, they're nonprofits. So I don't charge anything I do for those type of organizations.
Well, you know, Bill, this is Vicki, and again, that goes back to your heart and your giving heart. And I don't believe that our listeners know that, you know, what a world-renowned photographer you are and how you give back to the Wounded Warriors through your photography. But, I mean, your work has been featured in Northwest Travel Magazine, Holland America's Compass on the Board Book, The Mile Post, Alaska Magazine, Outdoor Photographers Magazine. It just goes on and on and on. And I know I marvel every single morning when you post a new photograph on Facebook, when you're out in the middle of, you know, bears. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And what a talented artist you are to turn those photographs into keepsake memories through digital.
Well, thank you. Yes, I guess I could say I'm pretty blessed. Matter of fact, I work as the primary photographer also for the American Bald Eagle Foundation, which my wife is in charge of. I do their photography workshops and stuff every November when we have our Bald Eagle Festival. And I've been trying for like 4 years to try to get Wounded Warriors in here. But so working with Alaska Healing Hearts, I'm actually going to have 4 people at our festival this year. The town of Haines is just a marvelous little town. It's about 1,500 people year-round. In that 1,500 people, we've got well over 300 veterans in this town. We've got people, veterans that have done amazing things. We've got an actual Pearl Harbor survivor, Bataan Death March survivor. I mean, it's just per capita, Haines and the Clukwan Village here combined has more Vietnam veterans than any town in America. And the amazing part about it is every one of those guys come home. We did not lose one guy in Vietnam. Every one of them survived.
That's
so it's
amazing.
Yeah, Haines itself has a fascinating history when it comes to that. And so, like I said, I feel very fortunate to be living here. The people are amazing. And finally getting some veterans in here that I'll be taking out and let them, you know, we'll have 3,000 or 4,000 eagles on a 2-mile stretch of river, and I'm taking these guys out there and letting them photograph America's number one bird. It's quite a sight.
Wow.
Well, Bill, this is Vicki, and the question I wanted to ask you while we still have some time left is share with our listeners, and again, listeners, if there's anyone out there that wants to chime in, press 1, be sure to go into our here post key. We've got about 5 minutes left, and but your love is, and your favorite subject is the bald eagle. So tell us how that passion came about and what it is that captivates you about that bald eagle.
As far as the photography side of it, as far as wildlife, yeah, the bald eagle. He's America's bird. You know, I'm just everything I do, most of my art, Vicki will tell you too, even in some of the stuff I do for the cowboys and cowgirls, I try. There's always a flag and an eagle. I try to get that in there. To me, it just represents America. And so, mm-hmm. you know, the bald eagle is our symbol. And I just never get tired of looking at him, watching his habits. And, you know, so I just enjoy him, photographing him a lot. And I moved to an area that, I'm fortunate, like I said, in November, we have the largest congregation of bald eagles in the whole world. So pretty lucky to be here with my number one subject, and bears is my number two, and I have those, so life is good.
Well, and Alaska is such an amazing, amazing place to be to capture those animals. I mean, they're just, it's just, you get the moose, and then you add in the wolves, and, you know, I had the fortune, I guess you would call it the fortune. I got a speeding ticket way back when I was 19. And back then you had the option to work off your speeding ticket with volunteer service. And we used to have a zoo here called Walk in the Wild. And so I volunteered, and I got to feed the eagles that they had in their eagle exhibit. And one of them was a wounded bald eagle. And to be able to be that close to a bald eagle, let alone the other eagles that were there, they're just amazing creatures in themselves, just standing, you know, 10 feet away from
them. Oh, yes. Yeah, and you know, being affiliated with the American Bald Eagle Foundation like that, you know, we have them right there in the foundation. We have four of them. And they have a program that's pretty unique. It's the only one in the whole United States that they train raptor handlers at an age below 18. So we have kids over here that are already certified, genuinely certified handlers of raptors at 8 years old. It's the only place in the United States that does it. And so to watch those kids with those birds and stuff is just, and to listen to them stand up there when you got a cruise ship in here with, you know, 30, 40 people in that room, and they're sitting there listening to this kid 8 years old with all these scientific names, it just blows the people's minds to watch them. So it's pretty unique program.
Well, gosh, Bill, I know we are already running out of time. We're about 2 minutes so close. So I am just going to real quick say thank you. I'm going to turn over. I want to make sure and give opportunity Donalyn and Vicki to ask a few questions before we close out. So I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for joining us. And folks, if you want to see some of his artwork, be sure you look him up on Facebook. It's Bill McRoberts, McRoberts, and check out some of his work. So thank you so much. Donalyn, did you have anything you wanted to ask Bill before I turn over to Aunt Vicki?
Well, you know what, I did want to ask him, for one thing, I'm so in awe of anyone who's artistic. I just can't get over how artistic you are, Bill. But I was just going to ask you if we wanted to do Military Wishes with Western Wishes. We've done three military families, but as far as wounded warriors, we hadn't. And I just read an article pretty recently, and there's so many of those soldiers that have come home with PTSD, and I think we're going to have staggering numbers of drugs and alcohols and spousal abuse and suicide. We know suicide is ridiculous. So have you tell me a little bit about the thing when you were a part of that? Did you see that this was going to be a coming problem?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you think about it, I'm sure all of us has had a bad dream. And so now you take a young person, whether it be a male or female, and they're over there in the hostile zones that you have over in Afghanistan, Iraq, and stuff now. And, you know, they're living on the edge every minute they go out. They have no clue when something's going to happen. And then when it does happen, you know, like I said, I wake up with a bad nightmare about getting bucked off or something. These people are awake. They're constantly, their minds being triggered from a horrendous incident. I mean, you look at them coming home today. Some of them are missing all four limbs.
Yeah.
Some of them a couple limbs. And you just have to admire how they, you know, they don't quit. They don't feel sorry for themselves. Here they've got prosthetic arms and legs, and they just drive on. One of the gentlemen we had last April on a bear hunt, we went back into a bear hunting camp. Well, his wheelchair was on a track, and he went all the way into the camp in his wheelchair. And we put him in the blind, and I sit in the blind with him for 6 hours and to listen to this guy. So, you know, he didn't know what quit meant. He was going to go out there and live his dreams. Wheelchair was not going to hinder him whatsoever. So you just, you know, just...
Wow.
Makes you glad, you know that you can't feel sorry for yourself looking for these guys. So I mean, they're such an inspiration.
Oh wow, Bill, this is Vicki, and what a true inspiration! I mean, you know, there's days when all of us, like you said, we get up and we don't feel a little bit right, and we think, oh, you know, and then we hear these stories of these people who have given everything, every part of them. And they are so much an inspiration, and I'm just totally in admiration of the work that you do with our wounded warriors. It means so much to all of us. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Well,
it's quite an honor to be with these guys.
Well, and real quick before I go, this is Vicki. I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned You know, as since Donna Lynn brought up the whole post-traumatic stress syndrome, the PTSD, you know, in my research in My Heart for Heroes, I found that, you know, the PTSD warriors that come home, they don't get Purple Heart because it's just a realm they don't honor. And so because of that, Rebecca Lala Limited, which is one of the sponsors with For Radio, she has a foundation called the Heart For Foundation. And so we had created a special ribbon and crystal heart with a certain gem in it, and the ribbon is purple. And it's something that we created for folks that wanted to purchase them in honor of someone who with post-traumatic stress that didn't get honored with that, with the Purple Heart. So remind me to connect with you, because I would like to somehow implement that. And maybe if you come and visit with us in Mandalay Bay, Vegas, that's something that we could work together on to maybe have some of those there to honor them for that. So just remind me. I'm glad that you guys brought that up. So with that, I'm going to say again thank you, and I'm going to turn back over to Vicki to close out. Vicki, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here. Hello, everyone. Bill, thank you so much. I just want to say Vicki, Maria, Donna Lynn, and all of our listeners, good night. It's been a very special evening to share it with you, Bill McRoberts, and all that you represent to all of us and to those that you help, beyond measure up there and across the United States. We're going to close this out, and we're going to ask Crystal Lyons to bring on a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Thank you, Vicki.
Crystal Lyons here, and several years ago, we sold the place we were living on, and you know the scenario. Tons of things to move, cattle to sell, boxes, and more boxes, and cats to relocate, because the people that bought the ranch had some salty stock dogs who was going to make quick work of any cat they could catch. So I spent the last week trying to catch cats so we could move them to places of safety, but I was unable to catch any. They would let me get close. They liked the feeder, cat feeder stand full, but they wanted to keep their independence, all except for one. She'd let me get a hold of her, so I found her a home and a place of safety. Well, I could have spared the rest of them from what was coming, but they didn't allow it. Was I mad at them? No. Did they do anything to deserve what was coming? No. Why did one cat get spared and the others were not? Simply because one would let me touch her. The others only wanted what I could provide. Well, God began speaking to me about the things coming upon the world. Tough and dangerous times are ahead. America will not be exempt. God has many people in America that claim Him as Lord, but few who indeed actually desire to come close to Him. We like His blessings, but we want to retain our independence. Those who want to be as close as they possibly can and get God's touch in their lives will be kept secure in a safe place. Those who only want what He gives while keeping a certain amount of independence will be in a dangerous place. Because God is mad at them? No. Because God loves them less? No. It's based solely on the desire or lack of desire to come close. What kind of cat are you? I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Vicki is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
ForRadio.com.